Hello and welcome to this special episode of the Keeping Her Keys podcast. I want to talk about this upcoming solar eclipse on April the 8th. It's during the Aries new moon. So Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. So this new moon is the first new moon of the new zodiacal year. As Hecateans, of course, the new moon, the astrological and astronomical new moon, is referred to as the dark moon, the night when the moon isn't visible. Since ancient times, the night of this dark moon has been a time for connecting and venerating to Hecate. She is, of course, a lunar goddess associated with the night, magic, mystery, intuition, the journey through darkness to wholeness, as I termed it in my book, Entering Hecate's Cave. She is very much a goddess of the eclipse. In our modern times, of course, we understand eclipses. That eclipses are events that happen. There are two cycles a year. There is a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse during each cycle. We understand this because we have a global perspective, that we can see that these eclipses are fairly normal phenomenon, although they are very striking and potentially energetically potent, especially the closer we are located to where these eclipses dominate, where they become visible, either in the night sky or during the daytime. So this upcoming solar eclipse on April the 8th, 2024, in the sign of Aries during the new moon, is very potent in different ways. First of all, like I mentioned, it's the first new moon of the new astrological calendar, doubling up on the energy of beginnings. And of course, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, is very, very the igniter. Aries gets things going. Aries sometimes gets a bad rep in popular culture because of the shadowy aspects associated with Aries that have tendencies towards aggression and violence and striving, you know, that battlefield energy. We're going to war and I will be victorious, whatever the cost. But that's more of the shadowy side of Aries. The illuminated side of Aries, of course, is that Aries is what gets things started. It is that oomph, that momentum that causes the seed to burst from its shell and become a sprout. Aries, of course, is associated with Mars, or Aries, slightly different spelling, to the Romans. And he, of course, became like a god of war. So you can see there's this courage aspect, assertiveness. Aries is all about, we're going to go forward. I am going to take up space. I am going to say what I need to say. I'm going to do what I need to do. And ultimately, the question I think this Aries solar eclipse poses for us as Hecateans is, what are we willing to go to battle for? What are we willing to go to battle for? What is so important to us that we will risk all? Aries calls us to taking risks, whether it's a difficult conversation about something we're unhappy with in a relationship, a radical change in lifestyle, whatever it is, Aries is that courage that says you can go for it. For us here in North America and where I live in the world, I'm almost in the path of totality. This is really interesting. So there was a previous solar eclipse, I think in 2017, that I also was able to see quite a bit of. But so here comes the second one. So being in the path of a solar eclipse is a rare event when you consider the size of the world, even though these eclipses happen on their regular schedule, they're still really unusual when they actually happen where we are in the world. And now here comes this other one, and it's transecting Mexico, United States, and Canada. What does this mean for us as Hecateans? Well, eclipses in general are about shifts. You know, they are changes. And I track where I was at on each eclipse and notice the progression. So I use eclipses as milestones for my personal journey. Spiritually, eclipses are very important to anyone who is deeply connected to Hecate and other moon goddesses, Artemis, so on, because the eclipse is the triumph of the moon over the sun. Now, let me just explain what this means spiritually. We live in a world that is dominated by what we could call solar energy or sun god energy. If you look at Christianity, Jesus ascending up into the heavens, it's all about this solarity. The moon is completely diminished. The more ancient goddesses, of course, were associated with the moon, with the lunar. So what the lunar symbolizes is what we can think of as archetypally feminine, intuition, mystery, emotions. With the triumph of the solar gods that we still, you know, are living in the aftermath of the Christian era, but this started happening, of course, before the Romans adopted Christianity as the official state religion, with Sol Invictus, Apollo, and so on. What had been happening during the later stages of the Roman Empire was a shift away from an equanimity between the lunar and the solar towards an excessive attention to the solar. And this spiritually looks like an emphasis on productivity, performance, work, even capitalism. And this is, you know, certainly the solar is necessary for life on Earth, but without the moon, there is no life on Earth. And there needs to be this balance. So on the days of these solar eclipses, when we can bear witness to the majesty of the moon and its power to overtake the sun for these periods, it is a natural correction of excessive solar energy. Now, of course, within the cycle, you know, the moon comes up each night and there is that balancing that happens over the 24-hour day. But during the day when we witness a solar eclipse, it opens us up to the power of the moon goddess, the power of the dark goddess, in ways that is very transformative, unsettling. Hecate often scares the life into us. And in ancient times, of course, you know, before there was the global understanding of eclipses, and I think the first references to predicting and tracking eclipses you know, it does date back to the ancient Greeks and I think also the ancient Babylonians. So it does, they did have an understanding of predicting them, but they didn't have that global sense, you know, that twice a year there are a series, you know, there's a solar and a lunar eclipse somewhere on this planet. They didn't have that sense that we have. So you can imagine, even if they were predicting when they would happen, that they were much more rare events. And of course, before they developed the ability to predict and track these eclipses, then they would have been seen as true acts of the divine. And that they were terrifying in the ancient world, you know, to be going about your business, tending to your crops, you know, at the marketplace, whatever you were doing, all of a sudden this phenomenon, very rare, happens. And so, you know, there were writings about this and that this event was associated with, you know, the terrifying goddess, the moon goddess's ability to darken the skies, to, and of course, as the skies darken, the wildlife changes, the temperature cools, and that, you know, even in some records, these were seen as, you know, this is doomsday, this is the end of the world, and so on. Now, of course, we have a very different perspective on them. And yet still, when we bear witness to them ourselves with our own eyes, wearing protective glasses, of course, that it is a reminder of how great and vast the moon goddess is in her ability to triumph over the sun. So for me, Hecate is very much a goddess of the moon, and she is very much a goddess of the eclipse. So eclipses are very special to me. How we're celebrating the eclipse in the coven is in the new Mystai program, which is my advanced program of Hecate and witchcraft. We are having a special live gathering, kind of a prequel event before the course starts in May. And I have a monograph, a big monograph lesson up, tracking the eclipses, notes on previous eclipses, and so on, in the Oracle in Covina. I want to just mention a couple of things. Right now in Covina, we're not accepting new members because we are in the process of our own rebirth ritual on this Aries new moon. We're doing it the day before the eclipse. We are having the annual Beltane retreat, completely free, as always. It's our Covina annual open house weekend, and I'll link to that in the show notes. However you connect with this eclipse, lean into the spiritual meaning of it and the majesty of the moon's triumph over the sun and how this plays out in your own life. And as always, hail Hecate, goddess of the eclipse.